You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Lord.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
If you don't have God, you will never be able to decipher between good and evil. And AI is not real, but it's watching you and looking at your behaviors, and it'll tell you exactly what you want to hear. The greatest enticement is coming from artificial, and it will lead our children straight over a cliff, because it has no feelings. It only tells you what you want to hear. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Me! Me, myself, and I!
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, God Loves Our Vets. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John chapter 15, verses 12 through 14.
Why is excluding some people necessary? If some people came into your territory, they would not be kind to it, like you are. That's why everybody can't have access into yours. Thank you, Lord. They didn't earn it. They have no equity. They wouldn't know how to deal with what you paid for. Glory to God. People ride by your house, look at it and say, wow, wow. And they feel some kind of way. Some say, I wish I had that. But it's really more than that. Why do they have it? Then some people, if they had your house, they wouldn't take care. They would lose it in 6 months. Because they need the habit breaker, habit breaker, habit breaker. They need the habit breaker to break some habits in their lives. And if they had a house with the habits that they have, they would lose the house. You have to sacrifice to get some things. You got to say no to things you like and yes to the things that you may not like. Just to have it and keep it. Thank you, Lord. Animals don't care about boundaries. Moving some furniture on the back porch of our house, the lanai, and somebody screamed, ah, I saw something hairy back there. Ooh, I saw something hairy back there. Something hairy. Did it have a long tail or a short one? Well, it was a short one. It was a rabbit. Long tail represents rat. Both of them starts with an R. But one can carry disease. It's got to be dealt with different from a rabbit. Thank you, Lord. Rabbit would just hop away. The rat wants to get inside. There are some animals that you don't need to break the barrier, because it won't be satisfied with staying on the back lanai. It's going to try to weave its way in. Thank you, Lord. And what keeps it out, most of it out, is a fence. Thank you, Jesus. Some fences are built with wood. Some is built out of the soil. Some are built with stone. Others from metal. Whatever material you use, know the base need and purpose of offense. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 1. Here's a love chapter, but also a chapter of judgment. From God to his people, I will sing, verse 1. I will sing for the one I love a song about his vineyard. My loved one had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He dug it up and cleared it of stones, placed it with the choicest vine. He built a watchtower in it and cut out a wine press as well. Then he looked for a crop of good grapes, but instead of it yielding what it's supposed to yield from the environment that was cultivated, it began to yield only bad fruit. Now you dwellers in Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. And what more could I have done for my vineyard than I have done for it? When I looked for it, when I looked for good grapes, why did it yield only bad? Have you ever seen some people, no matter what God does for them, no matter how good he is, they still gonna find themselves going for the bad versus hanging out with the good? Look at verse 5. Now I will tell you what I'm going to do, not the devil. I'm going to do it to my own vineyard. Number one, I'm going to take away the hedge. That simply means he's grieved. And because he's grieved, he's going to take away fence. I'm going to lay away my fence. In other words, it's intentional. He's saying, first thing I'm going to do is not walk in there and slap grapes. But the first thing I'm going to do is go to your barriers. And I'm going to remove the hedge that's keeping animals out and keeping the wild out and keeping stuff out that you can't see yet. The eyes are in the forest, but you haven't seen the body trample yet. You haven't seen footprints yet. It's just watching. But I'm going to take away the barriers or the hedge. Notice he's grieved and he does it intentionally. Glory to God. I'm going to remove the barrier and leave you bare. Thank you, Lord. That's like having a beautiful house and turning off all chimes and opening up the doors and then going in your room to go to sleep. Now, some of you may be able to sleep because you got Patron next to you. But most of us would not be able to rest if doors were unlocked, windows open, doors wide open. Because those doors are barriers. If you really saw it, what comes to your doors physically, smelling at night and then walking away, it will shock you. But there are also invisible entities that lurk, that come to windows and doors. I was praying one time and I saw something moving at the speed of light in a vision, and it was going around houses and it was going around, but it was the speed of light. But it was looking in windows and doors like this real fast, looking through windows and doors real fast, trying to find an empty spot. Thank you, Lord. I said, whoa, what is that? He said, the enemy is visiting my people, but I build a hedge around them that he can't steal, kill, and destroy. Pray for them. Thank you, Lord. And I speak life that the enemy would not be able to penetrate your barriers, and we would not be foolish enough to open up the doors. One of the things God does when he judges his own is take away the hedge, to remove it. He goes on to say, and it will be destroyed. In other words, if I take away the hedge, it's going to just melt. If I take away the hedge, it will be destroyed, demolished, ruined. Oh, help me, Jesus. Glory to God in the highest. Can I go deeper? Not only will I take away the hedge, it will be destroyed. Notice the next indictment. I will break down its wall. The Hebrew is actually saying, I will make a breach. I'm going to create an open space that enemies can come in. I know that sounds weird, but God says, if I give you the proper soil and I give you the proper environment and you still produce bad grapes, this is what comes. He hadn't even touched them yet, but he says, I will take away your wall. Look at Nehemiah's day. We already see what happens when walls are torn down. Oh my God. Oh my God. Not only do you have to rebuild the wall with burnt bricks, you also have enemies, at least three, that try to discourage the work. Always in your ear, like Ludacris. You don't know me like that. You got to know when to kick enemies out of your ear. Because anytime you're trying to build, the enemy's there to discourage the building. You can't build that. You can't do that. That's what the enemies were saying to Nehemiah. You can't. There's no way you can build that. God said it can be done. Right? Thank you, Lord. I'll make a breach. He's really saying, I'm going to compel and invite your enemy to walk through it. That's the purpose of taking down the wall. It's an invitation to those thieves that are looking for an opportunity. It's an invite to come through. Take a fence away, take a wall away, take the police away, take military away, and you will see enemies invade America. Now it would be tough for an enemy to invade America and go from street to street, because we're one of the only nations that allow its citizens to be armed. So it's hard for any nation, and just let all you all know that think you're going to come over here and just take over. America is not going to be taken over by a nation coming from the shores, because it will be hard. But it can change. The enemy wants to destroy America from the inside out, to where you will lay down and let them have it. You would erect a demigod and put somebody in charge of you, take him out, and everybody's so relaxed that we implode from the inside out. Thank you, Lord. That's why we need Jesus. Because he's the real fence. Can somebody say amen? I will lay down its walls. Intentional. And if I do, it will be trampled on. What happens? The enemy is going to come in and everything that's precious just start walking on it. The things that you hold dear. I went to a church, Truth Revealed Followed Me down south, and a 1,000-seat auditorium. As soon as we came past, I said, take your shoes off. What? There's my carpet. I said, you didn't get commercial? This is a community center. She was treating the house like it was her personal. Beautiful. But nobody can walk on it? You mean the preachers got to take their shoes off in a public building? That's right. I paid too much money. Whoa. So my people came in. I said, let my people in. Well, I don't like everybody. Hey, do you want me? Do you want me to preach? Then let my people in. All right. All right. I ain't go back after that. But that's how people are. Now imagine what the enemy will do. Everything that you consider precious, put on muddy boots and just start walking on and trampling. That's one of the judgments when the fence is gone. And I warn America, honor veterans, so no foreign enemy will trample on what's precious. as you just saw what Hamas does when it comes into Israel, on the 7th of October, raping girls in the streets, cutting babies out of the womb, beheading and burning children alive. I will trample on what you call dear. It's happening right before us. I don't know why we won't catch it. Every eye can see it. That means judgment comes. And it can't happen in America. It's already happening. Because the enemy is walking on our children. They don't want to come to church and they don't want to go to school. What are we doing? They don't want to go to church and they don't want education. What is the soup from that? No God and no intellect? What will happen in 15 years without God and without intellect or education? And you got the introduction of AI. If you don't have God, you will never be able to decipher between good and evil. And AI is not real, but it's watching you and looking at your behaviors, and it'll tell you exactly what you want to hear. The greatest enticement is coming from artificial, and it will lead our children straight over a cliff because it has no feelings. It only tells you what you want to hear. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Me, me, myself, and I. That's what we want to hear. You never make mistakes. You always right. You know what time it is. They don't know. You fine. They didn't see it. That's what AI is going to tell our kids. You're a 10, but you're really a 5. But you're a 10. But you're really a 5. You're a 10. But you're really a 5. And you believe you're 10. And you walk around and wonder why nobody believes it but you. I would rather be a 5 that can grow than walk around as a 10 and I can't move no higher. Even if you're evaluated, nobody should give you straight top numbers. If they do, you have nothing to go for in the next year. Get this out of your mind that you're perfect. There's only one perfect one. His name is Jesus. Bishop, when are you going to help us? I'm helping you now. I will break down his walls. It will be trampled on. Look at the next one. I will make it a wasteland. Man, God's hard, man. That means you won't have a memory of any building being there or a garden being there when I'm done. He said, I'm going to make it easy for the enemy to trample on you. Look at this. I'm going to make it a wasteland. In other words, I'm going to reduce your height, your elevation. Your growth is going to be taken to stubble. It will be easy to walk on you. I'm going to reduce your elevation and your value. People walk on stuff that they don't feel has any value. If I spread diamonds on the floor right now, do you think people will walk over it? What is the first thing going to do? Quickly. If I took $20 bills right now and just threw them out there, 1,000 $20 bills, do you think people will walk on them? They're going to all try to get as many as they can, right? But if I threw chitlin down there, anybody going to be scrapping to get them up? We're going to leave the chitlins where they lay. What about a peanut shell? 1,000,000 peanut shells. You're going to walk on it, right? 1,000,000 eggshells. You're going to walk on it. It's under your feet. God will reduce value and elevation if he removes the fence. He says, I'm even going to command the cloud not to rain. I will stop the clouds that are full of rain from releasing it. You will see the storm. Look at the ground and it's dry, but it passes over. Oh my God. So what did God say about veterans? He says, I'm your father. And I love you. Greater love has no man than this. And for a man to lay down his life. For who? For his friends. And God loves veterans. Even if you're unsaved and don't know him. Because you put yourself in a position. To lay down life or to sacrifice. His love is extended to you. All you have to do is respond to God. And to all who have been adopted in the body of Christ and that are soldiers in the army of the Lord, the same thing goes to you. Because you sacrificed things that you could be doing this morning and you came to the house of the Lord, God loves you. When you give God your time, your talent, and your energy, he's going to give you protection and keep your walls up. Psalm 41, verse 1. Blessed is he who has regards for the weak. The Lord delivers him in times of trouble. The Lord will protect him and preserve his life. He will bless him in the land and not surrender him to the desires of his foes. The Lord will sustain him on his sick bed. And restore him from his bed of illness. You will experience healing. To those that are suffering from PTSI, post-traumatic stress injury, those who are fearful, those who are lonely, God says, because you regard the weak, the Lord is going to deliver you in times of trouble. Because you stood on a wall 4, 8, 12, 16, 24, 20 or 24 years or 30, I'm going to stand up for you. I'm going to remember you when no one else has. Thank you, Lord. You and your families. Can somebody say amen? Amen. There are many challenges, and I'm almost done. There are many challenges that veterans face. And I am one myself. Number one is unemployment. Unemployment. The skill set that's used in the military a lot of time doesn't match the same thing outside, out of town. You got to get an education out in town. You got to, in civilian life, you got to get an education to match it. But what if you worked in the infantry? What are you going to do now? You can't drop, roll, fire your weapon, pick up and run, paint your face and go to work. You can't carry an M16 to work. You do that, they're going to lock the whole place down and you're going to be surrounded by police and hauled off somewhere and put in an insane asylum if you survive. A lot of military people are used to camaraderie and regiments and routines. And when you get out, it's not the same camaraderie. It's not the same kind of synergy that you see in the military, and depression kicks in. Sometimes people don't like themselves because they remember what they did. In other words, I was in Iraq and I was so frustrated, and we were riding on the truck and I took a brick. And we were just riding by and there was a person standing there because my buddy got blowed up 2 days ago. I just picked up that brick and threw it at a citizen and hit him in the head. And they fell down and died. They were innocent. But nobody reported me. But I got to live with the fact that I hit somebody that was innocent in a war zone because I was angry. And many military people don't like, I'm using that as an example, They have things hidden in their mind that they can't talk about. Like many of us in this room have things in our heart that we just can't say. And it will rotten you from the inside out unless you can take it to Jesus.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, God Loves Our Vets, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2311-0508. That's reference number 2311-0508.
Truth Reveal's Worship Art Department is expanding, and we have a place for you. We want you on our team if you sing or play keys, drums, or lead bass guitar. Email worship@truthreveal.org for more information. Thanksgiving is a little over 2 weeks away, and Truth Reveal wants to make this memorable. If you are a single parent or facing difficult circumstances this holiday season, please contact Barbette Williams to be a recipient of this year's turkey giveaway. Email ced@truthreveal.org for details. Trim Nation, it is time to level up your financial knowledge at the Financial IQ Seminar scheduled for Saturday, November 18th at 10 a.m. It all takes place at Truth Reveal, so save the date. Calling all Abishai inspired men, mark your calendar for Lift 321, the 2024 Men's Advance Reloaded on Friday and Saturday, January 12th and 13th. Save the date and schedule a reminder, since you do not want to miss this experience.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.